The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And in the anonymous submission line, I wish I could say something to all of them, but thought to just say a word before we sit about one that wanted to speak to. So can you share some advice for dealing with the vulnerability hangover I imagine you experience after giving a Dhamma talk, especially after one of those talks where you speak right from the heart and cry? Those are my favorite, especially when you speak into the camera and then sign off afterward without the warm appreciation of an in-person audience. So, I appreciate the question. And I don't know that this is advice exactly, but just to say, yeah, teaching is kind of wild, and the inquiry gives me a chance just to say something about experience of being seen, anatta, these things. So a vulnerability, that's sometimes a kind of code word for shame. And I'm kind of a shame-prone individual, I think, temperamentally, in a way. And I'm careful about the context in which I teach, because a Dharma talk effectively needs to be requested. In monastic settings, there is a formal, ritualized manner in which a talk is requested. There's consent, you know. And I would, you know, I would feel shame, vulnerability, if I were talking to people who didn't care about love. And I do not go to, like, dinner parties with ordinary civilians and talk about love and cry. That's not how I roll. But if I feel like a Sangha has actually given consent to enter the Dharma field together, then I feel entirely unselfconscious. And the experience of teaching is a kind of weird combination of deeply being seen and there being no one to see. And so we can inquire whether we are in a kind of public role or not, but when the gaze falls upon you, what does it feel like gets seen? In one sense, you, in another sense, very much not you. So I don't think much at all about what has been revealed or seen. I'm more afraid of being misconstrued than too much being seen. But what gets seen, what gets construed, what gets misconstrued, it's not really my business. And in fact, what anyone makes of any of us is not really our business. And sometimes we experience as a vulnerability when our words say too much, when we have the sense we don't own them. And we're training such that we can say unembarrassed even by one's unconscious. Unembarrassed by what exceeds our words, what leaks out. And I have no doubt that some of you know aspects of me better than I know myself. To be a self is to be shame prone, and to be a self is to experience some measure of imposter syndrome. And the deepest protection from those fears and that vulnerability, from imposter syndrome, from self-consciousness, is just to speak as best we can from love, from true love. So let's sit together.